The crowning glory of the Good Day program is the fact that there are such exciting people here to converse about what's going on in the world. Here at your service and on your side, ladies and gentlemen, is Jennifer Horn.
Let's hello, everybody.
There's like Jennifer.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
the applause is overwhelming. Oh, please stop. No flowers. No, please. Oh, gosh.
And there's Ken Kessler on the other side. There's a, gets a big round of applause.
Good morning.
Wow. Yeah, there we are. All right, so Richie's going to be off pretty much this week because he's doing his medical thing. I think this is about the last time he's going to have to be involved in a lot of his
hopefully,
medical
right?
procedures. Yes, hopefully. Roberta back tomorrow, it would appear. Meanwhile, more than 300 passengers aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship sickened by a possible outbreak of norovitis.
Oh, that's norovirus. The stupid one. The norovirus, yeah.
Whatever it is. Health officials expected to board the Explorer of the Seas in the Virgin Islands to investigate the cause of the illness. The ship was forced to stop partway through their 10-day excursion from Cape Liberty, New Jersey, to the Caribbean island of St. Martin after multiple reports of vomiting and diarrhea. That sounds like good stuff, right?
I have to tell you, as someone who just... I went on a cruise last year, if you remember, to Alaska with my grandpa.
And
I loved it.
Yeah.
Except that I got very sick on that cruise ship. And I can't imagine having the stomach flu. Mine was all respiratory, and everybody around was coughing, and I was coughing. And then we all caught it and got sick for like 2 weeks. I can't imagine how you have the stomach flu on a cruise ship. That must be so awful and uncomfortable. Ugh.
Especially if they're in rough seas.
Oof. Oh, I know.
Happened to me once when I was on a cruise. I was the host of a cruise. All the internationally great classic musicians, classic music crews around the Aegean, all around Italy, and over to Yugoslavia. And it was smaller. The trip was sponsored by a number of different people that, the companies were bringing folks who were high net worth individuals for a ride, and they spent $15,000 a week. This is back in the 80s. So that tells you, what is that thing worth today? The Mermoz was the ship, and the last night we were in a storm, and I had too much lobster to eat, and I got so sick. Epstein-Barr virus because my weakened immune system from it, how much I had to do, and the fact that they put me out with a needle, it was horrible. It was
it's
one of the worst
feeling.
Experiences. Ugh. Awful.
Plus the temperature kind of hot and cold. Oh, gosh.
Yes, right. All right. Well, speaking of cold temperatures, below zero temperatures, I was just checking this because I said in the last hour yesterday, I'm on the farm for a couple of days, and it was in the low 20s yesterday, in the mid to upper 40s today, and back down to teens tomorrow. Right. Well, the Midwest is cold today, so that blows into the Northeast tomorrow, and back. It's an up and down kind of a thing. Not quite as cold as it was last week, but still plenty cold. And it's very hard for people who have to work outside, like a lot of the people here on the farm, hard to get anything done because it's so cold. And if you're having to deal with that, you have sympathy from those of us who are able to work inside one way or the other.
I was sitting inside my living room yesterday, and it was kind of an overcast day. It's been very dry. We've got this drought that everybody's been hearing about on the West Coast. And I heard the most beautiful sound. It rained.
Yes.
On my roof for about 30 seconds. And then it was over.
I didn't get any reports of that.
It was just very spotty, but I got about 30 seconds of rain. I was very excited.
Good for you.
Yeah.
The 19-year-old who arrived at the mall in Columbia, Maryland on Saturday with a gun. How was it? I'm trying to piece this together, Kenny, and I'm not sure that I understand when somebody first noticed that he had a gun, a rifle. Hard to walk into a mall and somebody not see that you have a rifle. Unless you have one of those long...
He started shooting, though, from what I understood, right around where one of the main entrances for the mall is. I don't know, but I heard the food court. He was in the food court area or near the food court, and I've heard that that was one of the main entry points for the mall. So if he just kind of walked in and started shooting, you wouldn't have that much time to notice.
Now, see, I don't know that much about...
He was there for about an hour.
Was he?
Yeah.
And the food courts are normally up on the third. They're up on a higher level, so it's not the first place that you go to, because that's not the attraction. They usually have the upscale and most expensive stores on the first floor. If you understand the psychology of how they design these malls, they put, obviously, the anchor stores on either end. But the upscale stuff, that is, the things that cost the most money are on the bottom level. And then the second level are the more sort of traditional, some of the sports places, the game places, that kind of stuff, some of the specialty stores. But for the most part, the expensive stuff's on the ground floor. So, and he went into a store that specializes in skateboarding tools.
Yeah, that's what Zumiez is. It's fashion. You know, skateboarders have a certain type of fashion. So it's the shoes, the clothes.
Really? How is that? Why do skateboarders have...
Well, it's like any other lifestyle thing. You know, when you're a kid...
Skateboarding is a lifestyle?
It is when you're a kid. The skater lifestyle, there's a type of dress where you're a skater, kind of like a hipster or kind of like a goth person.
When did this happen? I think I was absent this day.
Maybe. I know you still are wearing your corduroys. That you would not be able to buy at Zumiez.
No, actually, I'm wearing tight jeans now.
Okay, well, you would not be able to buy that hair.
Really? I wouldn't be able to buy tight jeans or corduroys at this store. Okay. I didn't realize, though, this is a subset of some sort of culture. There is a culture built around skateboarding. Is that
it is. Skaters, surfers, snowboarders, they all have, like, this style. And, yes, that's what the store caters to.
Really? Did you know that, Kenny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, there's a big skateboard park near the high school where Panda and Reno went to school.
All right, I got it. Okay, so we got that taken care of. Let's see here, some good news about food. There are foods that may protect you against type 2 diabetes. Would you like to know what they are?
Yeah. Okay. Cinnamon, I think, is one.
Have that information for you in just a matter of moments here on Good Days, 13 past the hour.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer Company, Wisconsin.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
17 half the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Foods that can protect you against type 2 diabetes. 1, chocolate. 2, tea. 3, any kind of berries, but the darker ones are better, like blackberries, blueberries, that sort of thing. Better for you. Although strawberries are good, raspberries are good, boysenberries are good. Pomegranate is good. The darker berries are better. So if you want to avoid type 2 diabetes, maybe in your family, something like that, chocolate is good, tea is good, and berries are very, very good.
All right? Yum.
Round of applause for that one. And good news for coffee lovers. There's a study that came out. Team of researchers working in England released the study results. Coffee and hydration. You know, when you exercise, the person exercising with you, if you're working with a trainer, says you got to hydrate, drink a lot of water, yada, yada. Well, apparently, coffee is just as good for you when it comes to hydrating, just as good as water.
Even with the caffeine.
Hallelujah, for those of you who are coffee drinkers. This is huge for all of you who are, you know, urging your children, perhaps, to drink water and not coffee. If you're thirsty, I can't imagine coffee, however, quenching the thirst. Does iced coffee do it for you?
Yeah, I'm sure it's iced coffee. Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
There's no difference between iced coffee and coffee. It's just that it's got cream, sugar,
and iced coffee is cold.
Right. It's a bit. It's got. I mean, it's coffee. Just coffee.
Yeah, but how is hot coffee hydrating?
All it is the caffeine. Usually you think will take out the, you know, is a diuretic. So that's the weird thing about the story.
There were 50 men, all established coffee drinkers in the study. For 3 days, half drank 4 cups of coffee a day. The other half drank 3 cups of water. After a 10-day hiatus, resuming their normal habits, they did it again. But swapped roles. Turns out there was no difference in their level of hydration when tested, because dehydration is such a serious business. A lot of people need to be, especially if you're in hot climes, you do a lot of exercising, that sort of thing. Hydration is very important. So those of you who like coffee, you can take it to the gym, and it'll do you just as much good as the water. How do you like them apples? Bob's in Maryland calling. Good day. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your acknowledgement of the shooting in Maryland over the weekend. Very sad and tragic.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in that area, and the mall there, I believe the shooting was upstairs, and the food court is downstairs.
Oh, really? So the food court's different in that mall than in most malls. That's very interesting.
That's correct. Yeah. And from what I understand, I don't know all the details. They haven't released them all. They're still unfolding.
Yeah.
But the store in mentioning is on the second floor. Apparently, someone was hit in the food court. There was someone who was shot in the foot. But bottom line is, you know, the store is laid out like your typical mall, except the anchor stores, one clarification, are on the ends of the mall. You have Macy's on one end, and it's a two-story.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that clarification and for helping us out, Bob. Appreciate it. 21 after on Good Day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rucker becomes a country star.
He has been.
I know he has. This is the best country solo performance winner at the Grammys last night, Wagon Wheel.
That's a great song.
I crank it up every week. Yes, a little of the old manure kicking fiddle music. I almost said the other.
It'd be perfect for you to tool around your farm and think about your lady.
I'm running from a cold off a New England. I was going to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays the guitar. I pick a banjo now.
Isn't he from Boston? Weren't they from Boston?
I don't know where he's from.
Charles, no? South Carolina.
That's close to Boston.
The right coast.
Is it Charleston? Is it Charlestown? I like this, yeah. All right, so, Jen, go through some of the other winners from the Grammys last night.
The record of the year, Get Lucky, from Daft Punk, featuring Pharrell Williams' album of the year. Also Daft Punk, Random Access Memories. Song of the year was Royals from Lorde, Best New Artist, Macklemore with Ryan Lewis. It's hard to say Macklemore with Ryan Lewis. Best Pop Solo Performance also went to Lorde and Royals. Let's see. Best Pop Duo Performance, Daft Punk, featuring Pharrell Williams, Get Lucky.
When you get to somebody that we recognize.
Herb Alpert, Steppin' Out, Best Pop Instrumental Album. Bruno Mars, Unorthodox Jukebox, Best Pop Vocal Album for him. Best Dance Album, Clarity, Zed featuring Foxes. You would love that one. Best Traditional Pop, To Be Loved by Michael Bublé. Radioactive won for Imagine Dragons. That was the Best Rock Performance. Best Metal Performance, Black Sabbath, God Is Dead. Best Rock Song, Cut Me Some Slack from Paul McCartney. There you go, Dougie.
Uh-huh.
And Dave Grohl.
Didn't McCartney, he won something last night.
That was it. Cut me some slack.
He won something on his own. It was not this one. This is the only thing he won for?
Best Rock Album was Led Zeppelin, Celebration Day. Best Alternative was Vampire Weekend, Modern Vampires of the City. Best R&B was Snarky Puppy with Lala Hathaway, Something. It's something similar, I'm telling you. Best R&B song, here's one we know, Push Your Love Girl from Justin Timberlake. Remember that name? Rihanna won for Best Urban Contemporary Album, Unapologetic was that one. And Alicia Keys, Best R&B Girl on Fire.
All right, so what I would like to know is whether or not we can find these gospel albums. Mm-hmm. I happen to be a big gospel fan. Who would have thought? I love gospel music. And I wonder about, I don't know these performers. I don't know that I pay much attention to the performers. I just kind of like the music. Every once in a while you can find it Sunday morning. There's a gospel show on one of the cable channels that focuses on, Christian worship and all that other stuff. And I pay no attention to that because I think it's a lot of baloney. But the gospel music is great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Tribbett. What do we know about him? Anything? Asha Combs?
I know.
Yeah. All right, well,
I will tell you that, you, and this is something more up your alley.
Yeah.
Adele won for Skyfall for best song written for a visual media.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's
good
a
sense.
Good one, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's good.
And Paul McCartney actually did win an award for Live Kisses for best music
that's,
film.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And Ziggy Marley in concert won as the best reggae album. I think there's something to be said for him as well. The best world music album went to the Gypsy Kings. I feel like I know that name for some reason or other. Savor of Flamenco.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so I thought. Best children's album went to Jennifer Gassoy? What do we know about her?
Nothing.
Throw a Penny in the Wishing Well? See, that, then there's a spoken word album prize went to Stephen Colbert.
Oh, boy.
Kathy Griffin got best comedy album. That's probably dirty.
You think? Understatement of the year.
Let's see here. I'm looking for some of the other ones that I like knowing that Adele's last name is Adkins. I don't know why I like that. I just feel like I'm inside when I know that Adele's last name is Adkins, because she never, obviously, we all know her as Adele. 28 past the hour, Grammy update here on Good Day.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic77.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic77.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic77.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic77.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic77.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic77.com. Watch for free at Diabetic77.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to Diabetic77.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See store Office Max.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Monday, Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, the power is on our side because we are enduring. We have the qualities of winners here on the Good Day program. We have great glory. Our cause doesn't fail. We rise to the occasion no matter how horrible things are. The terrible condition in Los Angeles, 80 degrees of temperature every day, and Jennifer still shows up to do this program.
I know.
What a trooper.
I know.
Ken's in San Diego. The weather's horrible there, too. Was only 79 there yesterday. I don't know how you do it, Ken.
Sweater weather, really.
Congratulations. All right, so here's some interesting news. Maybe some of you may consider it good news from the folks that bring you attacks on the World Trade Center.
Wait, attacks or attacks?
Friends on what's? Well, there were several attacks. Two buildings,
okay.
Yeah. All right. So Al-Qaeda has a new leader. And he says that the Egyptian majority of Muslims ought not to be fighting with their Christian compatriots, even though the head of the church there, the Christian church, supported a military coup that deposed the Islamist government. Right? The guy that was the president was a Muslim. And the Christians wanted to get him out. And so there are a lot of people agitating in Al-Qaeda that they now go after the Christians and kill a bunch of them. And this guy says, nope, don't do it. Message was posted on a number of militant websites over the weekend. The guy's name is Ayam al-Zahari. Are they all named
al-Zahari? They all sound the same. I know.
Aren't they? Anyway, he said it was not in the best interest of Muslims to be engaged by killing Christians because, quote, we have to be busy with confronting the Americanized coup of whoever it is that's now in charge of Egypt. So they still don't like Americans, but they're not so upset about the Christians. All right, I suppose that's
something.
Is that progress? I suppose that'd be considered progress by some. At any rate, something to think about. All right, I would like you to give your attention now to something else that I think you will find as we get closer to the Super Bowl. There are all kinds of primers that are being released and all kinds of teasers about the ads on Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of advertisers will deploy various things, A-list endorsers. Arnold's doing a spot, right?
Yep.
Yep. There will be 100 million Americans expected watching that game. So they really want to take every opportunity to not only do their work during Super Bowl Sunday, but to promote ahead of time with commercials in various ways. What the commercials, they have pre-commercials to promote the commercials that are going to be on the Super Bowl.
They're even doing a whole show on CBS this week with your old, like their favorite old commercials from
right.
the Super Bowl.
So now we have the Chipotle Mexican Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Very fast-growing restaurant chain playing a different game. They are building this week on an unconventional tactic. They are releasing a four-part series on Hulu called Farmed and Dangerous. It takes a satirical look at the industrial side of farming in America. Now, most of you know that I am a dairy farmer as well as a broadcaster, a really down-to-earth. Well, you can make up your mind whether you think I'm down to earth or not, but I get in the earth, shall we say. 300 Jersey dairy cows on my farm in suburban Boston sell raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and stuff in the store on the farm. And I am dead set against GMO. I am a foe of Monsanto, all the big, not only big corporate industrial chemical companies, but industrial farming outfits that are getting a lot of subsidies that don't deserve them, don't need them. Small family farmer willowing away, but yet an important part of Americana. So that's why I'm interested in the Chipotle message. It's interesting if you look at it, and we're going to play some audio from one of these things that's going to air on Hulu. There are no scenes at Chipotle restaurants. There are no testimonials about its tacos or any of the other food that it has. Rather, this Farmed and Dangerous video is billed as a Chipotle original series promoting the company's concern about sustainable agriculture and the humane treatment of animals that's used for the meat that they use in their product. This is a very interesting strategy, I find. It's not all about just product, 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 and buy, buy, buy. It's about values. So we're going to play here a couple of minutes. I think this is about 2 minutes long. This is from... again, this is not going to air on the Super Bowl, but they're going to have commercials that will promote this on the Super Bowl, sending you to Hulu to check out actual series. Ray Wise is the actor whose voice you will recognize here. There's no mistake about this. This is a full-on attack on industrial agriculture. And with that in mind, here is an excerpt from one of the Hulu presentations from Chipotle called Farmed and Dangerous.
Why am I here? This is the biggest improvement in agriculture since synthetic growth hormones.
What is?
Petropellet. It's a game changer.
Petropellet? You're feeding cattle petroleum? Nobody wants oil in the food chain.
Well, sure they do. There's peanut oil, olive oil.
Side effects?
Do they know what caused the cattle to explode?
If it wasn't jihad, I would put my money on the petroleum. Let's not overthink it, all right? They pay us to fix their image, not their cattle.
You're supposed to make sure this thing doesn't get out.
Google Adam Oil cow explosion video.
Why are my cows exploding all over the internet?
Who did you say was promoting that video?
The young man behind the number one viral video. This is Chip Randolph. Thanks for having me.
You're just a farmer.
I'm part of an organization that's committed to better farming practices across...
That's terrific. But why create a violent video of a cow exploding?
That's actual security footage from Animal Oil.
If only we could find some way to get through to him. Someone who could charm him.
How can you suggest this? You're my dad.
I would never suggest it as your dad. As your employer, however...
This fighting and petition business is going to end badly for you.
Probably.
Well, when people see that video that you put up, they're going to start hating on animal oil. You know, like animal oil is doing some kind of weird science. Dr. Evil stuff.
Like blowing up cows? Or maybe you're testing a weapons-grade version?
That's a good idea.
One day we hope to connect this mega farm to the Keystone Oil Pipeline.
So Matt Damon makes a movie about it.
That guy's evil.
Your client, Animal Oil, is dangerous. I plan on eating for the next 6 decades, and this product scares the crap out of me, and I am not the only one.
What the hell is that?
It's an 8-wing chicken. I call him McCarthy.
You want to know
what the deal is? I'll tell you what the deal is. Petra Pellet goes down. Your fiance goes down. Your daddy goes down. Let me rephrase that. We're all in this together. Those people died from eating, not starving. That's progress.
All right, so you get the gist of it, Jennifer, Kenny?
I do, mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
I think it's interesting, and I think it's a kind of a cool way to bring attention to this because, you know, I think it's one of those topics that people don't want to think about.
No,
we don't really want to know where our food is sourced from or how it is, and so I think something like this is good for all those mindful of mushes who maybe don't want to think about this kind of stuff.
Mindful of mushes,
well, you know, the people that don't, they just want to pass
they
this
just
kind
want
of
to
stuff
eat
over.
Their whatever and get fatter and
well, I don't think it's about people wanting to get fat. I don't think anybody wants to do that, but they just don't want to think about where their food comes
they
from.
They don't think about the consequences
right.
of what they're eating. All right, Kenny, what'd you think?
I thought it was a very interesting idea, and I think the way they're doing it is really smart, teasing it at the Super Bowl and then launching it on Hulu.
There are four scripted 30-minute episodes, apparently, and the commercials that are in there will be for Chipotle. There are more and more of these things. I mean, you look at Netflix and what's being produced for them. Hulu's got their own independent shows being produced. HBO has been doing it for a long time, and that's what this is.
It's a great way to advertise your product. And
right.
You know, have you ever been into a Chipotle?
I have not, but I've heard good things about them, actually.
I mean, the food is really good, but when you walk in and you look up at the menu, it's very clear that they don't do any GMOs, no antibiotics. I mean, they're very big into demonstrating that to you on the menu. It's drawn right out in front of you.
It is.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. Apparently, they expect to have. There was a Chipotle did something a year or so ago, a couple of short animated films on YouTube highlighting the ills of factory farming that had well over 20 million hits on YouTube. There were songs performed by Willie Nelson and others preaching the gospel of sustainable agriculture. This is something very, very important. This is part of where the food chain is going because people are waking up. There is the haves and the have-nots now when it comes to understanding the quality of food and what it is that you want. As Jennifer just said, some people don't want to know and they don't care. So this is not for you. This would be for... Well, maybe it is.
But that's why this is beautiful to do it during the Super Bowl when you catch people. You know, I think everybody watches the commercials during the Super Bowls. So this is a good. It's a good idea.
Yep. All right. So anyway, something for you to look out for, and I thought you'd like to know. And again, because it's farm themed, important from my perspective to have that information in front of your ear. 16 before the hour. If you are looking at the moment for the nearest bathroom, if you have been awake all night long. And you haven't felt good, and you don't really feel good when you go to the bathroom because you don't really relieve yourself of everything. I'm not trying to be too graphic here, but I want to make the point about PT9 that is so important. There's a revolution going on, and a lot of people, not unlike what we were just talking about, when it comes to incredible focus on food, there is an incredible focus now on all-natural, super health-formulated supplements like PT9 that bring relief in this circumstance by feeding the prostate, bring relief to thousands, if not millions, of aging men around the country and the people with whom they sleep. So if you have ordered this before and you like it, you've gone back again, urgency has been decreased, sleeping through the night, part of what they promised. PT9 and all of its benefits that help to keep your prostate healthy, keep you from getting sick with prostate cancer, that's sort of thing, and it's all about feeding all of the parts of your body, whatever part of the body that you want to stay healthy, you want to feed it well. Okay, so here's the number to call for PT9, 800-811-3790. And you may want to call that number because you want to order Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus is doing a sort of a double deal here. You can get both PT9 and Heart Factors Plus. Ask for either and you'll get the other. How do you like that? Either. Other. Ask for either PT9 or Heart Factors Plus, and you get the other one free. 800-811-3790. I thought that was a pretty good deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bonus gift, Heart Factors Plus. If you buy PT9, buy Heart Factors Plus, you get PT9. Just ask for one of the two of them, and you'll be getting both of them. 800-811-3790. This is a pretty good deal when you get right down to it, because both of these products are very good for feeding various parts of your body that need the nutritional factor. Heart Factors Plus gets blood everywhere because of his nitric oxide in it. It's just these two from the same company fulfill very important needs. 800-811-3790. That's for PT9 and Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd you know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Recently, I had the opportunity to sit with some friends, and you know what? It really wasn't going all that well that day for them. And then one of the individuals quickly said, you know what? One day, we're actually going to sit back and laugh about this. And what do you think I said? Even before I give you the answer, how would you have answered that? Well, the way I said it was, you're right. One day, we will sit back and laugh about this. So, why not? Start now. Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? If something is not going bad, and you know, actually, if something is going bad, let me rephrase, and you know that it's going to get better, or you know that you're going to forget about it, and you know that you're going to sit back and laugh about it one day, well, for crying out loud, don't cry. Laugh about it now. Get that sense of ridicule out of the system and get yourself back on a wonderful thought process. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is not a commercial, folks. This is for those of you who have started your day today wondering what a rhinoceros sounds like.
I was wondering.
Yep. I never heard a rhino before. Probably a punchline in here somewhere. What? Never heard a rhino before? Today's video of the day.
You for John McCain.
It is, right. Rhino, Republican in name only.
Only, yeah.
This is John McCain speaking candidly.
At home, in his natural habitat.
Yeah, right. Alright, so anyway, the video of the day today is a tribute to rhinos, i.e. rhinoceros. Rhinoceri? What's the plural of rhinoceros? Anybody know?
Rhinoceri.
Anyway.
I like rhinoceri.
Rhinos, the video of the day, kind of a cute thing. If you didn't see the video of the day from Friday, Arnold posing as in really bad makeup, too. I mean, he looks silly, actually, but it's a fun video of Arnold at the Gold's Gym. And if you haven't seen it, you might want to check that out, too. All courtesy of us here at DougStefan.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Looking for answers with ongoing concerns about security at the upcoming Winter Olympics and elsewhere? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The world can be a dangerous place, and at times it seems like there is no place on Earth that is truly safe. There are plenty of security concerns regarding the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York, who chairs a House panel on counterterrorism and intelligence, had this to say on ABC's This Week.
This is a dangerous region in Russia by the North Caucasus. There are active terrorist organizations there. And quite frankly, the Russians have not been cooperating with us or with other countries anywhere near the extent that, for instance, the Greeks or the Chinese or the Brits did.
Congressman King did express confidence about security for this Sunday's Super Bowl in New Jersey, calling it a model of cooperation among law enforcement agencies. Meanwhile, more than a few of us are wondering whether we will one day need to walk through metal detectors to get inside the local mall. Two people were shot and killed this past Saturday at a mall in Columbia, Maryland. The shooter identified as 19-year-old Darian Aguilar, who killed a 21-year-old woman and 25-year-old man before turning the gun on himself. So far, no motive and no confirmed connection between Aguilar and the two people he killed. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Republican Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas, told CBS's Face the Nation that shootings such as this most recent one are very difficult to prevent.
It's very difficult to stop a lone gunman who may have mental issues that wants to kill people. I mean, he can only do so much to stop that.
McCaul added that while this shooting wasn't a terrorism situation, it does show malls remain vulnerable as potential targets. That mall in Columbia, Maryland will reopen at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Wall Street looking to bounce back after a very rough week. The Dow closing on the downside four straight sessions last week, capped by a 318-point drop on Friday to 15,879. NASDAQ down 90 points on Friday. S&P dropped 38. Price is at the pump. Let's check it out. According to the National Lundberg Survey, the average price for a gallon of regular dropped 3.5 cents over the past 2 weeks to $3.31 a gallon. Among cities, San Diego with the highest average price at $3.60, Billings, Montana, the lowest at $2.84. Business at the box office over the weekend.
I'm going to take you on a ride along.
The Buddy Cop Comedy Ride Along, number one for a second straight weekend with another $21.2 million. Couple of closing notes. In case you missed it over the weekend, no one matched all the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. And so, this Wednesday's jackpot is up to 171 million clams. That's a lot of clams. Powerball played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And finally, the Grammys. As seen on CBS last night, the show got started with a bang. Beyonce and her hubby Jay-Z teaming up for Drunk in Love with some lyrics bleeped along the way. Among the many awards, those space helmet guys from France, Daft Punk, took home two of the biggest trophies for Album of the Year and Record of the Year. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis won for Best New Artist, and as they performed their song Same Love, about three dozen couples, gay and straight, were married right there at the Grammys. But for those of us who admit to being old enough to have enjoyed their music when they were younger, it was great to see and hear Stevie Wonder, Carole King, and especially the surviving members of the Beatles. Paul McCartney performing Queenie Eye with Ringo Starr on the drums. Ringo also gave us one of his solo hits. And that was a photograph and another Grammy moment to remember. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.